Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
This is the Kona Edge. I'm still Brad Brown and coming to you from Cape Town in South Africa. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen to this podcast. It really, really is appreciated. Before we get into today's chat with Megan Fullnow, a little bit about her swim here on the Kona Edge, just wanted to give you a heads up that we are giving away another entry into an Ironman. All you need to do is, if you'd like to qualify, is leave us a review on iTunes. The web address to get to is thekonaedge.com/win. All the details are there. It'll tell you exactly how you can leave that review as well and what you need to do to qualify. So that's thekonaedge.com/win. Time for the Coach's Corner, and today's coach in the spotlight is Lindsay Parry, with a passion for high performance sport. Lindsay's one of South Africa's most widely recognized coaches, the high performance coach for Triathlon South Africa for many years, leading the team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, where Team South Africa won the bronze in 2016. Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races, including the silver medal at the Edinburgh Commonwealth Games and the past two ladies winners of the Comrades Marathon in South Africa. Lindsay has a unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. Lindsay's one-on-one coaching services are massively in demand, and if you'd like to find out more about Coach Parry, the website to get to is coachparry.com, or you can get over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. All the details are there. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured here in the Coach's Corner, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. The details are there. We head back to the East Rand of Johannesburg, and a town where a few big names have come out of. One of them is Charlize Theron, and another one is Desi Dickinson, who is joining us once again. Desi, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Brad.
As you mentioned in our first chat, that your swim out of the disciplines is your weakest. Yes. You've worked pretty hard in it, and in Kona, you swam a PB on the swim. You're not too, even though you spend a lot of time in the water and work hard, it's not something that really stresses you out, because as you said to us, Ironman's a long day and the swim's the smallest part, and you can make up the time on the bike and the run.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started, that was really my philosophy, to say, you know, we live in a remedial world that says that, you know, and like a child coming home with a report card to say that, you know, they're doing great in English and Afrikaans and maybe not doing so well at maths. And our first reaction is that they have to go and sort out that maths. And I think what happens is you put a lot of effort in to get a mediocre result. Whereas if you put your effort into your strengths, the gains are exponential. And I think that's what happened with me. So I parked the swim a little bit, and not to say that I didn't work on it, because I consistently swam 3 times a week. And I've been doing that. I mean, I've swum every week since bloody 2013. I don't know. But so the consistency pays off. But it was the work I did in the bike and run that made me better. So it really was taking my strengths and making them as the best that they can be. And the same amount of time I think have spent in my swim would have given me marginal gains. Well, that's my thinking.
No, I love that. And that's probably the best way I've heard it articulated, to be honest. And the example of that report card, I think that's going to be a major breakthrough for people, which I think is awesome. But as far as the swim goes, I mean, you have made gains. Let's not beat around the bush. Your swim has improved since you got into the sport. Yeah. What are some of the things that you've done in the water that have improved your swim?
Yeah. Look, I mean, we swim, as I say, I swim consistently. I think that's the thing. It's not like I swim and then I take a break and then I've been swimming consistently. Sure. I mean, you've got so much time to think in the water, hey? So I do think about my stroke a lot. I do try and concentrate on my form. But I have to say that it has clicked recently, and it's more, I can't even explain it. I think it's the hours spent in the water, and I'm now starting to feel something. If I can feel, you know, I felt like such a beginner, you know, in the beginning, my legs didn't work with my arms. It's like I had 2 parts of my body. And like recently, and in fact since Kona, so it's a quite a recent thing that I'm starting to feel some synergy with my body. I can feel like the whole thing working together, like my kick is working with my pull, with my body position. So I think it comes over. I think you do need to correct your technique, but once you've had that, it's just time in the pool, time in the pool. And then we do swim a lot with paddles for strength, that type of thing. I do a lot of speed work in the pool. I do supplement that with strength training in the gym. So those are the kind of things I put together to try and get the swim better.
Let's talk about the time in the gym, the strength stuff. It's something we don't touch on often. And with a bit of your background as well, I know you've done a bit of personal training too. How big a role does that play in improving your swim, getting the core strengthened up and that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, I think core particularly is vital, and I think it also goes to where you are in your season. So I like pre-season. I like to do a lot of heavier and that type of strength work. But as I come closer to racing season, when I'm in racing season, it's really just it's lighter stuff and more of the plyometrics and that type of stuff that's more functional to swimming, functional to running and to riding, as opposed to pure strength work, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I do add that in, and I think the closer you get to racing season, there isn't really a substitute for a good run. You know what I mean? I can't substitute that in the gym. So for me, it becomes more important about doing the quality sessions in each discipline as opposed to the gym. Whereas in off season, I'll do more gym work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Desi, then far as workouts in the water, what do you particularly love doing?
Getting out. I love swimming with paddles and pool boy. I can swim like that for days. So, you know, we do get those kind of sets. And I do enjoy the speed work, you know, the 50s and the 100s. And then that 1600 test that we do. So, I read something of Brett Sutton's recently where he said, you know, don't be scared of the toys. If it's the thing that's going to get you into the pool and get you swimming, then do it. Because the most important thing is that we're in the pool and we're swimming. So, we do mix it a lot with the toys. And as I say, I enjoy the speed work. I like a lot of variety in a set because it's just less boring for me. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, fantastic. Desi, thanks for sharing your swim tips with us today. We look forward to chatting about your cool bike next time.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And that's it for another edition of The Cone Edge. Before we go, a quick iTunes review for you from Hazeman 1 in the United States. It says, awesome, 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 giving us 5 stars. And it says, thanks, Brad, for creating this platform. I'm a SAFA living in New York, and this podcast helps motivate me to get up and into training. I've used a lot of the info to shape up my own training regime and am well on my way to a few PBs this year. Bring on Kona. Hazeman, thank you so much for taking the time to leave us that review. You are in the draw to win that Ironman entry. If you haven't entered it yet, head over to thekonaedge.com/win. You can get all the details there. We're back again tomorrow. Have yourself a super day. For myself, Brad Brown. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.